Family.
We welcome you back to Linden High School. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Terhune gearing up for the second half. Eagles leading things 49-0 over those Linden Tigers. Do have some score updates from around the area. 29-8, Osage City leading Mission Valley. Manhattan leading Highland Park 56-0. Last update, Madison was leading SEC 30-0. And last update we got from Hartford Burlingame was that 18-0 score. Do have a score correction. Chet Kuplin had a fat finger, or actually not fat enough, I guess, because he was supposed to hit the three twice. That 3-0 score we reported on earlier in the first half was 33-0 Smith Center over Ellenwood. Do have another big game in 1A going on tonight, Centralia, Jackson Heights. Centralia up 21-12 in that one. Both of these teams, most likely, of course, Linden in that district with Centralia in Jackson Heights. Opie set to play Jackson Heights in a few weeks later on in the season. But first things first, second half action right here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM. Nice. Ethan Redeker looks to be the lone back to receive this Linden Tiger kick, their first of the ball game kicking off. Bree starting to kind of pick up a little bit.
I was just about to say that.
That's the fan that you requested behind us, Tegan.
I didn't request it.
Yeah, you did. You said, hey, I'm dying up here. Okay, Evan Fearborn has it teed up.
Don't let me not respond.
End over end kick going to be filled it at the 30 by the Eagles. Breaks one tackle. I believe that's Truman Bailey with the ball. It is Truman. Gets about a 9-yard return. Gets to the 39-yard line. And that's where the Eagles will have their first crack at it in the second half.
In my defense, it was warm.
Well, it's the last game that we'll broadcast in the official summer.
Thank goodness.
Glad the rain kind of stayed away here tonight. Future cast was kind of scaring us. Hopefully we would be in a press box in case, you know, we'd have to get a tarp out to keep everything dry.
You sent me that last night, and I just responded with, great.
So, under center is Damon Redeker. Going in motion, Blake Redeker, left to right. Going to be a fullback dive to Garrett Cole. Breaks one tackle, breaks another one, pushing his legs forward. Breaks another tackle. He's got a first down. Moore, he's at the 35-30, 25-20, 15-10-5, touchdown, 60-yard run, touchdown score for the Garrett Cole, the fullback, to begin the second half. So much of the same in the second half, starting things off as what we saw in the first half, but a long touchdown run by Garrett Cole.
The junior.
Junior now. I know. I was like, he's got to be a junior now, but still remember when he was making his presence known as a freshman a couple years ago.
Very little time ticked off the clock. Can't see it exactly, but that was an impressive feat there by the Eagles.
21 seconds off the clock, so 11:39 to play in the third. Braden Fowler in to kick for the extra point. Kind of a low snap. Good hold, though, on the recovery by Damon Redeker, and Fowler gives it the boot through the upright. So we'll take a quick 30-second break here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM. Make it 56-0 now for the Eagles.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. And Van Gundy Farms, your local Hogemeyer seed dealer serving the greater Lyon County area. Proud sponsors of all area athletes.
Rumbling, stumbling, bumbling, 60-yard scamper by the junior Garrett Cole on the fullback dive. Broke multiple tackles before finding pay dirt on the first play of the first drive of the second half for the Eagles. It's 56-0. Their lead over the Linden Tigers.
Braden Fowler, the kickoff for
Eagles really coming into their own this season. Third time so far in this early season that they have had a lead of this proportion. Good kick by Fowler. going to be fielded by Liam Long, and he's going to get out to about his own 31-yard line. That's where the Tigers will take over on a first and 10 on the far hash. So 56-0 our score, 11:34 to go in the third quarter.
First and 10 on the 31.
Five-man front for the Eagle defense. Shotgun formation for the Tigers. Going to be a fullback dive to Jalen Massey, and a good adjustment here in the second half by the Eagle defense, going nowhere for Massey. Call it a loss of one. Massey was starting to get stuff going. The fullback kind of gashing the defense there in that previous drive for the Tigers right before the first half, getting into Eagle territory before the drive stalling out from the Eagle 34-yard line. So brings up second and 11 from their own 30-yard line. Massey running the play in. That's Darian Massey, the quarterback, running the play in from the sideline. Still favoring those feet. Give him all the credit there. He's battling, trying to do everything he can. But wish him a full recovery later on. They got a man beat. The reception caught by Ethan Ramey, and they're going to get on the score. A 70-yard score, broken coverage on the Eagles, and the Tigers have that claim to fame now. They say we're not going to get shut out by the Eagles. The first time the Eagles have given up a point this season. Makes it 49-6, 10:38 to play. So it was kind of a play-action pass there by Massey, and the safety bit on it, and it was 70-yard score for the score. The score is 56-6.
Yeah, you mentioned it there. That was just broken coverage. The man didn't have his man, and that was wide open field. Nothing but pay dirt there for Linden. That's what they needed in a big way.
That's how a team you like to see respond when you're trailing that by that much. And Massey's going to try the two-point conversion, and the quarterback trying to do a read option, and it's read perfectly by the Eagle defense. So 56-6, our score, 10:38 to play in this third quarter. Another quick 30-second timeout on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. By Hanna Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Joe and Richard Hanna at Hanna Orthodontics in Emporia. And by Scott's Welding Service, 719 Graham in Emporia, your full-service welding fabrication shop with both in-house and mobile capabilities.
Darian Massey found Ethan Ramey for 70 yards. They put the Tigers on the scoreboard. They trail things 56-6 here in the third quarter, 10:38 to play. In this third quarter, do have a full slate of ball games tomorrow on our KBOE airwaves. Nevada on the road. Bill Snyder at the Bill. 1 p.m. kickoff, 11 p.m. pregame. Baylor and Kansas at 2:30 on 1400. Of course, Nevada KSU on Country 101.7 FM. And then ESU on the road at St. Joe, Mo West. Pregame starting at 5, kickoff at 6 p.m. Our very own Tegan Troon, the sideline man.
Yeah, looking forward to that game. See if Emporia State can continue their dominance.
Good kick by Fearborn, fielded by Ethan Redeker at the 15. Makes a few man miss before being pushed out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Good to see Ethan Redeker back out there. Of course, his season ended last year against Northern Heights with a broken tib fib, but looks to be back to sophomore Ethan Redeker. So Eagles have first and 10 from actually the 28-yard line is where I was looking at the near side official, and of course that was nowhere close to where the ball was out on the far side.
Not the worst field position they've had so far tonight. They were at one point backed up to the 27-yard line and still managed to. Oh, no, I apologize. This is the worst positioning they've had so far tonight, as that was actually Linden's 27-yard line they started at on their second drive of the game.
So an eye formation for Damon Redeker. Actually, a split back formation. Toss sweep over here on the near side by Blake Redeker. Makes one man miss before being brought down at the 34-yard line. Called a gain of 5 on the play. 56-6 our score.
10 minutes
left to go in this third quarter. I think the Eagles are going to try and work some clock on these drives if they can. Of course, I'm sure that was the objective on that first drive before Garrett Cole broke a few tackles for that 60-yard touchdown score. But big play so far to begin the second half by both teams.
Well, when you have the opening, you take it.
I formation, handoff taken by Derek Colting. Breaks one tackle, has a first down. Now at the 45, now midfield, now 45, now 40. Has one man to beat. He's at the 30, trying to bowl him over. He breaks the tackle. 15, 10, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Eagles. Give Derek Colting 6 more points. Makes it 62-6. And with that score, that is the most points the Eagles have ever scored against the Linden Tigers. 61-8 was the final score in 1992, but this is the most points scored actually by either team in this 35th matchup. 62-6 our score at 9:35 to play in this third quarter.
Holting's second massive run for a touchdown after that 53-yard run on the first possession by the Eagles.
65-yard rush on that score. Trying to figure out where he was at as Braden Fowler boots the PAT through the upright. We were just trying to remember if he was at the 35 or not when that play started. But, yes.
Math is hard.
65-yard rush by Derek Holting makes it 63-6, 9:35 to play. As we mentioned, we've got a full slate of games tomorrow on our KVUE airwaves. And then we've got great matchups throughout college football.
Mm-hmm.
First things in MIAA, Northwest Missouri, Central Missouri, Washburn, Nebraska Kearney, Pitt State versus Northeastern, Mo Southern, Central Oklahoma, Lincoln, and Fort Hays State. Now on D1 side of things, the FBS, the not-so-game of the century at 11 o'clock, Nebraska, OU, Cincy, Indiana. There you go, Big 12. Number 8, Cincinnati taking on a Big 10 school. Virginia, West Virginia, Miami, Michigan State, Purdue, Notre Dame, Bama, Florida. That'll be a good one in the SEC. Georgia Tech, Clemson starting off on the ACC slate. Big game in Nittany Valley, Auburn, Penn State. A throwback game, Tulane, Ole Miss. Of course, Tulane, old-time members of the SEC. And then the nightcap, Arizona State, BYU. Those games kind of the top games to watch tomorrow afternoon. Of course, remind you guys, there's still time to sign up for the South Lyon County Education Fund Golf Tournament. Four-man scramble at Emporium Mooney on Sunday. Shotgun start at 9 p.m., $200 per team. Funds being used for scholarships for Opie and Hartford graduates. Contact Michael Deeker, myself, 620-794-7552 to register a team today.
I was wondering how long it was going to take before you put that out there.
Almost forgot, Tegan.
I know.
I could forget.
I was surprised.
Blessed as the chair as Liam, actually Xavier Cross takes Fowler's kick to the near 30 for a 15-yard return by Cross. So we do have a few extra slots available for those teams if you want to sign up. Big thanks to Marcus Urkel for flighting those. It's a flighted tournament. Present first and second place prizes for each flight.
Did you say 9 p.m. shotgun start or 9 a.m.?
9 a.m.
Gotcha.
Shotgun start. We're shotgunning other things at 9 p.m. Hey, take it. At least I'm not making you cry, so.
Oh, gosh.
Nice pass by Massey over to Fearborn on the far side. Give him a gain of 2 on the reception.
Yeah, that cracked rib's coming back to haunt me.
I completely forgot about it.
Yeah.
And now you brought it up. There you go. And I'm not even wearing my my red, you know, as Tegan, not wearing his blue as a crib. But, you know, so. 2nd and 7 upcoming for the Linden Tigers. Things you say when a 63-6 score in the third quarter. 8:56 to play in that third. 5-man front for the Eagles. Shotgun formation for Massey. Going to be a fullback dive to Jalen Massey. Nice read there by Garrett Cole coming up from that linebacker position. Call it a gain of 2. Brings up a 3rd and 5 for the Tigers from their own 36-yard line.
Interesting little stat here from our very own Chance Lebo, who's joining the broadcast here. Olpe's only run 15 offensive plays this entire game. Think about that.
Something else. They've made it work. Of course, they've got two touchdown scores on the defensive side of things.
Yeah.
But they have scored at will so far tonight. Third and five. Going to be a quarterback keeper by Darian Massey. Going to be a loss of one of the play. Brings up fourth and six now.
I'm surprised to see them just trying to run this ball so much, because after that last strike that Massey threw, I would think he's starting to gain that confidence a little bit. You know, turn on the Jets and see if you can just beat this defense in a foot race. It worked last time.
In punt formation are the Tigers. Fairborn looking for a good punt. He's got it. It's going to angling towards the near sideline. Going to be fielded by Derek Holting at his own 30. Stair steps along the sideline. Breaks one tackle at the 45. Now midfield. Tackled out of bounds at the Linden Tiger 45-yard line.
It's a great
return. Call it a nice return of 25 yards for the senior Derek Holting.
Great return. He stayed calm. He stayed patient. He let them kind of come to him, and he just read those defenders very well, was able to find his routes, and just broke through. Great return that probably could have been stopped way back on their end of the field.
7.5 to play in the third quarter, 63-6 our score. Ball is at the near hash on the Tiger 45-yard line. Most of the first-team offense still out there for the Eagles. Damon Redeker at quarterback, going to be a T formation. Derek Holting, Garrett Cole, and Ethan Redeker, the three tailbacks, lined up 3 yards behind Damon Redeker. They go set. Going to be a sweep over the right side. Derek Holting got it. He's got some blockers. He's at to the 40. Got a first down. Now 30. Now 20 before being brought down at the 15-yard line for a nice gain of nearly 30 yards. We'll see where they say he went out of bounds. Yeah, call it. Not quite 30. Call it 27 yards on the rush for Derek Holting. So fresh set of downs for the Eagles. First and 10 from the Linden 18-yard line. Looking to add to their lead. Under center is Redeker. He'll take a fullback dive to Garrett Cole. Flag coming in. See if they'll even let this play be official. I think it's going to be coming back. But thrown by the far back. Actually, that was the side judge. So it's a illegal procedure. False start on the Eagles.
That's their fifth.
So they'll replay the down, and that's, as Tegan said, their fifth false start on the night.
Fifth penalty, too. All of them. Again, I've said this a few times. Every penalty so far this ball game has been a procedural penalty. I think that speaks to both teams. They're playing really good, clean, solid football, and that's something I think we can all agree is good to see.
So first and 15 now for the Eagles from the Tiger 23-yard line. Clock running. 6:45 and counting here in the third. Shotgun formation, Damon Redeker. The quarterback, Holting. And Garrett Cole on each side of him, receiver on each number. Dropping back to pass is Redeker, looking to his left. Going to fall incomplete. Derek Holting, the intended receiver. Redeker kind of floated it here on the near side. Had plenty of time, so bring up second and 15 now for the Eagles.
And again,
only the second incomplete pass.
Yes,
Damon Redeker. I apologize about that.
No, you took my took it away from me there.
Well, even more sorry, Tegan. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all good. I have this to say, though. Just keep in mind, that was just the 18th offensive play Olpe has run here so far tonight with a 63-6 lead. I mean, just think about that.
We do have a score update from Madison. 68-0, the final score between Madison and SCC.
Wow.
Shotgun formation, dropping back to pass. Damon Redeker trying to find Truman Bailey on the far sideline. Falls incomplete, so brings up third and long for the Eagles, and that's a lone third down that the Eagles have faced this ball game. Of course, that, you know, that Madison SEC matchup might be one of the last times they face each other for the near future. Of course, Keisha approving six-man football for a sanctioned championship.
Yep.
So look for that style of play to continue to grow. I think they've got 16 playing it this year, and look for that. I think they've got maybe 24 more, and I've heard that maybe Waverly and SEC might be some of those teams in our area that might be dropping down to six-man. So we'll definitely change the landscape of our high school football. Of course, camp day is next week, and I think those district assignments for the next 2 years will be announced 1st of October.
Could be a game changer.
Truman Bailey with a reception on the far sideline into the end zone, but we've got a flag. Hold the phone, everybody. I think it's going to come back. Looks like Ted Skowski got three guys over there that are down. Not only Ted's the lone one, but I think that's right where the flag was thrown. So the milkman holding on to more than just udders right there. So that will push him back. It looked like it was just past maybe the original line of scrimmage, so it would be a 10-yard penalty, and they'll replay the third down. It's kind of a throwback. I haven't called Ted that for a long time. Of course, he's grandson of Commissioner Raleigh Martin and the Martin family, longtime dairy farmers up until a couple, several years ago. But the Martin dairy is still fresh in a lot of people's minds.
Apparently yours.
Yeah, of course, mine too, I guess. So brings up a third and about 20, I believe, for the Eagles. So first adversity they've really faced offensively this drive throughout this ball game, actually. Damon Redeker dropping back the pass, looking down, pressure coming, trying to roll out of the pocket, trying to get something, going to throw downfield, actually just going to throw it away. And we'll bring up fourth down, the first fourth down the Eagles have faced all game.
And this is officially their longest drive of the game. Sixth play coming up here. Their longest beforehand was just five.
63-6 our score. 6:07 to play in the third quarter. Fourth and 20 for the Eagles from the Linden Tiger 29-yard line. Do you have a score update from Ken Hansen over on the Wave? 26-6, Lebo leading Waverly.
Wow.
That, like I said earlier, that might be the last matchup between those two in-district rivals.
It's a very good point.
Shotgun formation for Damon Redeker. Needs the 9-yard line of the Tigers for their first down. Rolling to his right, throwing it up to the end zone. Has a receiver, and it's, I think, intercepted in the end zone. We'll see what the officials call. Haven't seen no signal yet. Taking their time. Did it get knocked out of bounds?
I think it was knocked out of bounds.
So it must have been ruled incomplete. So I was going to say that's going to be a nice punt for the Eagles, but it'll be a turnover on downs, and the Tigers have stopped the Eagles for the first time tonight, and they'll take over on downs at their own 29-yard line.
Again, building confidence here. Don't get overly confident, but use this. Use this little small swing of momentum in your favor.
Well, you got to try and start building towards next week already.
Absolutely.
This game's probably, it's you hate to say, but you only got 17 minutes left to go in this ball game. Pretty much in doubt. Pretty much in doubt for a Tiger victory. 63-6, they're trailing. But they got to build momentum into next week when they face Northern Heights.
Absolutely. But I think this is a good confidence boost for them, at least here in the late going of the third quarter. And I would like to see what Massey can do here.
Do have a flag on the snap. Was getting asked where Jackson Biggs is tonight, and I do not have him down starting. Of course, Jackson Biggs started at quarterback for the Tigers in week number one when Massey was coming back. We'll see what the penalty is, and it's a false start on the Tigers, so push him back 5 yards and a replay first down.
That's their third penalty of the ball game. Again, procedural.
So Darian Massey will try once again on first down, first and 15. 5:50 and counting to go in the third quarter, trailing things 63-6. Shotgun snap taken by Massey. Handoff taken by Jalen Massey. Has maybe a gain of about one. We'll bring up second and 14.
So far, four scores here in the third quarter, and that's about dead even with the last two quarters. Three in the first quarter, four in the second quarter.
Second and 14 for the Tigers from their own 29-yard line. Shotgun formation. Trips. Bunch trips over here on the near side. One receiver up top. Massey drops back. Two-step drop. Looking across the middle. Has a receiver before being brought down by Ted Skowski and Blake Redeker. Call it a gain of about 7 on the reception by Toby Miller.
That makes up the penalty and gets you back in a pretty decent position for this upcoming second down.
Toby Miller kind of gimpy coming back to the huddle. It brings up a third and about, call it 7. That's shorter than that. It's 6 yards.
He hadn't changed the dial-a-down yet. That's why it was.
No one's good at that dial-a-down as Galen Holting. So.
Hey.
So 3rd and 6 for the Tigers. 4:20 and counting. Ball at their own 33-yard line. Going to be a screen coming for the Tigers and read perfectly by Derek Holting.
And he stuck him on that one.
Was it intercepted?
Oh.
Trying to see what the ruling is. Did it get picked off? Picked
it
off.
Did.
Actually,
wow.
Maybe it was fumbled. But a turnover by the Eagles, trying to see who was all in there. Looked like Braden Weiss was in there. I know the stick was made by Derek Holting.
Yeah, that was a heck of a hit, and he must have had possession of it before he brought him down. That knocked the ball loose, and Opie recovers it. I didn't see the ball get tipped on that play, so, yeah, that's just good, effective hitting by the Eagles.
Good job by that down lineman and Braden Weiss to realize that the screen was coming and not to bite on everything like that.
Yeah.
Looks like we're going to have a timeout taken by Lennon, their first of the second half. We'll take a break with them. 4:07 to play in the third quarter. 63-6 our score. Opie leading Linden.
Area high school football brought to you in part by Paul Dean, attorney at law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean at 342-2662 and make the right legal decisions. Linden USD 421. Linden High students and staff want to thank area businesses and the community for supporting their academic and athletic programs. It's great to be a Linden Tiger. And Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340.
Michael Deeker alongside, Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. I'd taken my mic, raised it up.
I apologize.
Talk
I've done
to
that
the
to
old
you.
Ball coach Riker Schmidt.
I've done that to you
big
twice.
First game, a delayed first game tomorrow up at Emporia Middle School. 10:30 start for the next generation of the Opie Eagles, 5th and 6th graders.
Hey. Best of luck to him. And again, as I was saying, I apologize, Mike. That's the second week in a row I've done that to you.
Well, I said I wanted one break, and it's leave it up to me. That's all mine.
That's all right.
I'll take responsibility for myself. But after the turnover on that previous play by the Linden Tigers, Opie set up for more with a 1st and 10 from the Tiger 34-yard line. Shotgun formation, going to have a flag coming down, might be a hold. But Damon Redeker going to go into the end zone untouched from 34 yards out. I think it's coming back. Looks like it might be a hold. Once again on Ted Skowski. It came up very, very early.
Yeah.
Almost. So I don't think it's a hole. It might be they might have had one engaged, and Ted might have went low, and that's the indication. So it's going to be a personal foul, chop block on the Eagles.
That's the first personal foul or really first penalty that didn't have to do with right at the line.
So, of course, you got to know those rules on your offensive line. You can't have someone engaged up above, and you can't be chopping them down low. So, safety rule. We're going to have another timeout, this time taken by Coach Schmidt. He wants to talk to the official that threw the flag. He doesn't want to talk to his team. He just wants to say, hey, I'm not too big a fan of this. You know, even in a 63-6 lead, I still want to make sure I'm sticking up for my boys. So 63-6 our score, 3:57 to play. We'll stay right here with you on the area game of the week. But now the Eagles are faced with a 1st and 20 after the infraction here. They're just kind of trying to get some spots in. Still got the varsity players out there for the Eagles, trying to get them 3 quarters. Eagles playing Uniontown next week. Many of the Opie faithful that are listening tonight, reminder that the bridge to the east of Moran going across the tracks is out of service, or at least it was 2 weeks ago when I was down in Pittsburgh. So just an FYI, when you're making the trek down to Uniontown, you might have to take a detour into the hills of southeast Kansas. You want to make sure you stay on those paved roads down there.
Absolutely.
But first and 20 now for the Eagles. Third quarter clock showing 3:57 now. Eagles break their huddle.
Good ball, first and 10 on the Linden 48-yard line.
Be a shotgun formation. Two receiver or two backs on each side of Redeker, one back behind him. So kind of a bunch set, kind of a diamond set there. It's going to be a play-action pass. Damon Redeker rolling to his right. Has a receiver downfield. It looks like it's caught by Truman Bailey over there on the far sideline. Going to be enough for a first down, or at least right at the sticks. We'll see where they mark him.
Redeker to Bailey was complete.
Yeah, right at the sticks. They might have to give a mark here, a measurement anyway.
Truman Bailey just doing a good job of getting the distance he needed to turn around and make that catch. Turns his head all the way around, lets it fall right into his hands, and then still picks up about another 3 to 4 yards.
We'll call it a 19-yard pass, and it brings up a second and one for the Eagles. Into the 24-yard line of the Tigers.
Second and one.
3.5 to play in this third quarter. T formation for the Eagles. Double tight set. Going to be a handoff taken by Blake Redeker. Has a first down. Has a gain of about 6 on the carry. Actually call it about 9, actually. He's down to the 15-yard line of the Tigers. So good rush there by the junior Blake Redeker. So fresh set of downs for the Eagles. First and 10 from the Tiger 15-yard line. 3:05 to play. I assume that we'll have a running clock in the fourth quarter, given the score differential. So things will move pretty quickly once we get there. 63-6 our score. Eagles looking for more. T formation once again. Actually, I formation this time. Redeker under center. Going to be a fullback dive by two Garrett Cole. We'll get about 5 on the rush. Get down to the 9-yard line. Call it 6 on the rush. So second and about 4, long 4, for the Eagles. Trying to add to their lead. 2:14 and counting down the third. 63-6 our score. I formation for the Eagles. Ball on the Tiger 9-yard line. Just shy of the near hash. Going to be a handoff taken by Derek Holting, breaking the ankles of the defender, the one man to beat. And he is in from 9 yards out for another touchdown score for the senior. Derek Holting makes it 69-6. Two minutes left to go in the third quarter.
Well, and tracking right along, as I mentioned, that's pretty much right on par with the last quarter. 4 scores in that quarter. Actually, no, ahead of that with 5, counting the Linden touchdown.
Fowler in for the PAT. Actually, we're going to have an illegal substitution. And that's going to push Fowler a little bit back. So, see how deep Fowler can kick this PAT now, pushing him back 5 yards on the 5-yard penalty infraction on the Eagles.
For those that have never kicked a football through the uprights, 5 yards can make a heck of a difference sometimes.
Fowler a perfect 9 for 9 so far. Good snap, good hold. Fowler's kick, plenty of distance. Straight through, 70-6 now our score. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. We'll take a one-minute break and have the kickoff next on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. B&S Kennels and Opie, your trusted breeder of AKC registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend. And Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Area High School Football being brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent, getting you the right coverage at the right time. A trusted professional with 15 years of experience. That's Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Touchdown run by senior Derek Holting gives OPA a 64-point lead, 70-6. 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Barry Fowler has it teed up, kind of a wobbly kick. Going to be fielded, actually booted at the 20-yard line. Now picked up by, I believe, Evan Fearborn over on the far side before getting a gain of about 5 yards. Actually, that was Ethan Ramey on the return. Actually, third time the charm. Liam Long, the senior for the Tigers. 1:53 left to go. First team D still in. Garrett Cole limping off for the Eagles. So that's stuff you want to keep in mind when you're leading things so much.
Yep.
With a 64-point lead, just don't want to get any of these big-time starters hurt. Handoff taken. Out of the shotgun formation by Xavier Cross. Gets about maybe a yard on the rush. Brings up second and nine from the Tiger 28-yard line. .125 now left to go in the third. Most likely to see that JV team getting plenty of reps here in the fourth quarter, at least for the Eagles. We'll see what Scott Jones decides to do for the Tigers.
Hmm.
That second group has it, of course, getting some time in varsity games, but for the Eagles specifically, they haven't had a full JV game to this season. Going to have a official timeout for equipment. Xavier Cross having to come out. Jalen Massey back into the ballgame. Most of the starters still out there for the Eagles, defensively speaking. Shotgun formation for the Tigers. Two receivers on each side. Massey and Massey in the backfield. Darian takes the snap. Going to be a quick throw over here to the near sideline, near numbers, caught by Ethan Ramey. Going to be a gain of about 5 on the reception. Call it 6. Brings up 3rd and 3 now for the Tigers.
Massive
30 seconds left to go in this third quarter. They'll have one more snap, most likely, as the play clock is at 20. Faced with a 3rd and short from their own 34-yard line, ball in the near hash. Eagles still in a 4-3 front this time. Nope, make it 5-2. There's the base 5-2 monster defense. It'll be a sweep taken by Ramey. Looks like he might have the first. Going to be close. Yep, give him 4 yards. That'll be a first down. Clock will stop to reset the chains, but that should conclude our third quarter. After 36 minutes of play, 70-6, our score. The Eagles leading the Tigers. We'll take a quick 1 minute break and have 4th and final quarter of play here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Citizen State Bank with 9 convenient locations. Download their CSB mobile app to access your account, pay bills, transfer money, and more. Visit bankcsb.biz, member FDIC. By Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City, Ben Lebo. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison football team and all other Madison fall sports teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Football brought to you in part by the Olpe State Bank. Think of Olpe State Bank if you need a home or agriculture loan. Contact one of their lending specialists to achieve your dreams. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And the City of Olpe, location, schools, convenience, and security make Olpe a great place to live and raise a family.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. First and 10, fresh set of downs for the Tigers to begin the fourth quarter. They're looking deep. Going to be intercepted on the play by Damon Redeker. He's into Tiger territory now at the 40 before actually breaking a tackle, now 35 before being brought down at the 33-yard line. So that will be another turnover for the Tigers, the first play of the fourth quarter. 70-6 our score, and we'll have a running clock in this fourth quarter. Trying to go back through my mind and stats on KansasFootballHistory.com. Unfortunately, out of data, so having the stat guru at home, I'm trying to find that. But I believe this might be the only second time Opie has scored north of 70 points in their history. I know their most they've ever scored in a contest was that historic 1965 team when they dropped 83 against Northern Heights. But really don't see that being pushed with a running clock here in the fourth quarter. JV team in. Dexton Holting under center for the Eagles. I formation. Going to be a handoff taken by Ethan Redeker. Gets a few yards. Maybe one on the rush. Brings up second and 9 in Linden territory at the Tiger 32-yard line.
Number one, Ethan Redeker.
Trying to get everybody else accounted for offensively for the Eagles. Got Braden Fowler on the offensive line. Looks like Eli Forker still snapping. Jed Cole coming in there, senior, getting some playing time here. First time playing football after running cross country the last several years.
You got 5 linemen, a tight end. Yeah, you're missing a receiver.
Trying to find, looks like the fullback is Blake Redeker. I formation, actually fumble on the play, ball loose. Looks like
this
it
one
might
go
be close.
Way.
Ethan Redeker fighting for it. Trying to see if the Eagles will have a turnover here.
There's a little tug of war there after the whistle.
Trying to see what the indication is, and it's a turnover on the Eagles. So that is their first turnover of the ball game, and Linden will take over on their own 35-yard line. 70-6, still our score. 9:40 and counting here in the fourth.
Well, Linden obviously not going to come back to win this one miraculously, but still a chance to get some moral victories there on the board and maybe put 2 more scores up there after they managed to find pay dirt on that 70-yard pass from Massey to Ramey earlier on in the third quarter.
First team offense still out there for the Linden Tigers. Looks like still first team defense for the Eagles. Massey dropping back the pass, rolling to his right, pressure coming, going to lob it up towards the far sideline, just throwing it out of bounds. Going to bring up second down. Of course, as we mentioned previously, Opie on the road with Uniontown. District play continuing in 1A. Mm-hmm. And a Flint Hills League matchup for the Tigers next week with Northern Heights. Northern Heights looking for their first victory tonight against Central Heights.
Don't forget, we've had a telephone brought to us. They found out in the parking lot.
Second and 10 now for the Tigers from their own 35. Shotgun formation, trips here on the near side. Going in motion is Ramey. Going to be a fullback dive to Jalen Massey. Going nowhere. Actually a loss of 2 on the play. Garrett Cole in there along with Braden Weiss in on the tackle for the Eagles. Brings up third and a long 11. 8:14 now to play in this fourth quarter.
Third and 11.
Tigers break their huddle, have a shotgun formation, spread formation, 2 receivers on each side, split back on the right side, dropping back to pass is Massey, rolling to his right, looking downfield, looking actually to the near sideline, had a receiver at the line of scrimmage, and we're going to have a late flag come through for a pass interference. Andrew Foraker in on the coverage, looked like he was right there when the ball hit the defender's hands, but it's going to be an infraction on the Eagles. But pass interference is the indication, is the call. Should be a 15-yard penalty, and it should be a first down for the Tigers. So ball will be spotted at the 50-yard line now. Ball in the far hash. Tigers broke their huddle way back. They got to hurry up now.
Yeah.
Trying to start the clock is the official, or at least the play clock. There it finally starts. Maybe at 14 instead of 22. Going in motion is Fearborn, and they had too many going in motion.
Yep.
Looks like we got a new quarterback in there for Linden. That's Eli Feltner, the freshman. As we mentioned, Jackson Biggs started at quarterback in week number one against O-State City, but I do not see him around. So, you know, with hard to speculate, did not discuss anything with Mr. Jones. But COVID environment, you know, we never can tell where someone's at.
Well, you hope it's something quick and painless, not anything too serious.
And I don't know if Biggs alone would have made a significant difference in this ball game. But first and 15 now after for the Tigers after that false start. 7-6 our score. 6 minutes to play in this ball game. Trips to the left, shotgun formation for Feltner. Dropping pass, looking to his left. Going to be a quick pass over here on the near side. Trying to make a man miss is Fearborn. But an excellent arm tackle by Ted Skowski for no gain on the play. Brain Weiss subbed out by fellow senior Spencer Votes on the defensive line. Eagles slowly trying to work in that second unit. .535 and counting. Second and 16 for the Tigers. Their own 44-yard line. Shotgun formation. Trips to the right. One receiver here on the near side. Feltner drops back, rolling, trying to find a man. Stepping up in the pocket. Pass deflected. Intercepted by Andrew Foraker. Into the 40. Breaks a tackle down to the 37-yard line, but a pass deflected at the line of scrimmage right into the midst of Andrew Foraker. So another turnover on the Tigers.
Yeah.
And the Eagles will take over on the Tiger 37-yard line. 4:55 and counting. Of course, the Eagles turned it over their previous drive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was an errant snap or, you know, who it might have been on. Of course, it looked like varsity center Eli Foraker was still in there, and the second-team quarterback, Dexton Holting, was under center, so just trying to get on the same page there.
6 turnover here for the Tigers in this ball game. 2 of those pick sixes.
Ball on the far hash. Eagles break their huddle. High formation for Dexton Holting and company. Holting, the freshman, going to be a give to the sophomore. Ethan Redeker diving forward for a gain of about a yard.
Ethan Redeker.
Brings up 2nd and 9. It's like the fullback is Brody Cole, keeping that Cole tradition alive with the number 26 on the jersey. 3:45 and counting now for the Eagles. T formation this time. Under center is Holting. Dexton has him go set. Going to be a sweep over here on the right side. Ethan Redeker, the ball carrier, trying to wait for the blocks to develop. They really don't, but he does get positive yardage diving forward to the 33-yard line. We'll bring up a 3rd and 6 for the Opie Eagles. 3:12 and counting left to go in this ball game.
Trying to see the number there on one of the offensive linemen for Linden. That looks like number 55, and he is stout.
65.
Yeah.
65. That is Caden Massey. Yeah, so he's a transfer from Northern Heights. Toss sweep over on the far sideline by Dalton Mayer. Going to be a loss of about 5 on the play, so brings up 4th. Actually call it loss of 6. So Dalton, another one of those guys working out in the gym with you, Tegan, or not specifically with you, but you mentioned Ted Stout
earlier,
Mayer, the sophomore, putting in the work, trying to get better, and of course trying to bulk up a little bit. He's kind of a smaller kid out there, but really packs the punch.
Yeah, and I know the two guys who run those workouts, Stevie and Percy, they don't take it easy on them. It is a workout, so give them a lot of credit there. They don't take the easy route.
I don't know if Dalton can take Percy Morey just yet, but maybe by the springtime.
Maybe by the springtime.
Fourth and long for the Eagles. Dexton Holting dropping back to pass, throwing down, looking for Dalton Mayer, and it's picked off by Ethan Ramey. It might be a pick six. He's got one man to beat. Breaks a tackle. Dexton Holting the lone man to beat, and he is gone. Ethan Ramey, a 70-yard pick six to make things 70-12 in this ball game.
Well, with the clock winding down here, you think they might just settle for an extra point. They went for the two-point conversion on their first score back early in the third quarter, where left them at 6 instead of 8.
So they'll get it off, about 20 to play here in the fourth. Not every team has a kicker.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
They'll be very fortunate to have Braden Fowler develop to take over from Gabe Castillo, and that's something that, you know, when you get down in closer ball games, an extra point, a sure point, is very beneficial.
Absolutely.
In these close ball games.
Absolutely.
Obviously, you look at the last time these two teams faced, 14-12 was the final score, came down to those extra points. Dropping back to pass is Feltner for the two-point conversion. Pass falls incomplete. And that might do it in this one. I don't know if they'll be able to get a kickoff, but 45 seconds and counting, 70-12 our score. I think that will do it here in this one. We'll get into the Rich Door Company post-game show. Visit with head coach Chris Schmidt. And let's go with senior Damon Redeker.
Absolutely.
We spoke to Derek Holting during the halftime show. Let's spoke to other fellow senior Damon Redeker on his performance tonight. But 18 seconds and counting, it's all but over. 70-12 will be our final score. Eagles improved to 3-0. First time they've given up points this season, but they looked the part of a defending state champion tonight.
Yes, absolutely.
Linden Tigers will fall to 1-2, and they will look to regroup next week against Northern Heights. But the Rich Door Company postgame show is next. 70-12, our final score.
Area High School Football.